Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Ah, yes, it's an uncharacteristically puddle-filled street that I wander or ramble into. This may turn out to be boring and dull, but we had some pretty major rains, and there's been some flooding. I was out a little earlier. And, across the street here, I'm seeing pooled water in the desert. I know this isn't really true desert, and there's a layer of clay underneath this, I'm told, but it's still very weird and feeling it this damp. And we had some mudslides here in Truth or Consequences, and the Ralph Edwards Park, according to Dr. Fruitcake Toothpaste's report of just shortly ago, we'll try to get some photographs from him, because I think he took a few. Post those up there on that Overnightscape Underground site, and you'll be able to see, you know, water. There's water everywhere. The last time it rained and blew like this, I found a postcard in the street. It's a penny postcard. It's addressed to somebody in Artesia, New Mexico, which it's far enough from here. I wouldn't want to walk. And, hopefully it blew out of a box. I don't think a piece of cardboard could survive blowing around for, what, how long ago were penny postcards? Close to 100 years ago. 80 years ago? Penciled message to somebody. What's the name on it? Pujan, as opposed to Lujan, the last name it's addressed to. And I did a quick internet search, and there are no Pujans. So I don't know what maybe they were, it's misspelled Lujan, I have no idea. However, all that notwithstanding, I'm on my way to the supermarket, as I said. Bullock's is the supermarket here in the downtown area. We got a Walmart out by the highway, but I try to support the closer and local market, and they have some pretty good grub, if I do say so myself. And it keeps me alive, and I'm very much like my great-grandfather, the legendary Joseph Skolnick, who lived well into his 90s. Him and my great-grandma Ray were married for over 75 years, and he went to the supermarket every day, and I think that's where this habit comes from. Wow, over there in this vacant lot there is what looks like a pond. Jeepers. I feel like I'm in the Northeast, not in the desert. Ah, yes. And this microphone is weird. It'll pick me up close, but ambient sounds it's not so good at. Can you hear that? Those are frogs, I believe, or toads. That's pretty amazing. I mean, when do you hear the... Oh, the song of the desert toad. I hope that came out. Oh. And this is it. I mean, I lolled and I walked really slow, and I'm already at the supermarket. So, I may talk on the way back as I carry my bundle of treats home. Oh, and, I've heard there's the threat of more storms. I sure hope not. A certain amount of rain is nice, but when it really rains hard, my roof drips a little. I hate that. Anyways, for you it'll only be an instant, but we'll stick a song in here. That'll make me feel like time has passed.
Once again, appearing for the 767th time anywhere, Fido 3.
Oh, we're going to do this song for Emily from Amarillo.
Who's getting coffee urn. insistent.
But it's all a big mud muck. I would really like to see one of these majestic critters that are making all this noise. But there's nothing like being out and about. Especially since I've felt so cooped up with all of this heat lately. I haven't been taking my usual... On the winter time, you can take really long walks around here. And there isn't many places to walk, but wherever you walk, I mean, it's just pretty and... I mean, let's go back to the studio me. Hey, studio me. Hey, wake up.
Ooh, Roger 00. Yes, we're back in the nice dry studio, and it's actually the next day, but it's still been raining, it's still been flooding. Ralph Edwards Park was Ralph Edwards Pond for a while. Exciting times, but luckily, everything seems to be safe. There doesn't seem to be anybody in any mortal danger or any great destruction going on. Just, the pageant of human frailty and engineering errors. And that's the way that goes. It could be worse. I mean, people are getting, you know, real floods and real disasters and tornadoes, so we can live with this inconvenience, so to speak, and we'll look back someday on the great wet days in the desert. Is that crazy, hearing frogs croaking in the middle of what was apparently, they told me, was desert or what? Oh, man. In any case, I think this driveling has come to some sort of stopping point. And with that, hey, the conspiracy, the insignificant, is and always is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. This is PQ River, thanking you for listening and begging you to tune in again real soon.